I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Reducing stress and boosting immune system function can have a positive impact on health. To talk about research related to the possible health benefits of yogic breathing is Dr. Sundar Balasubramanian, a research scientist at MUSC in the area of cell biology, with a current study underway related to the molecular mechanisms and clinical applications of yogic breathing. Dr. Balasubramanian, first, can you tell us what is yogic breathing?
Yogic breathing is a set of mind-body exercises that will help you to regulate the breathing. So as you can imagine, breathing is the bridge between your mind and body. By regulating the breathing, you can benefit mental and physical health.
Now tell us about the pilot study that you were involved in related to yogic breathing. What's that all about?
This study was funded by the South Carolina Clinical and Translational Research, and we had volunteers from MUSC participating in this trial. We had two groups. One group was the yogic breathing group. The other one was the control group. After 20 minutes of yogic breathing exercise, we wanted to test the saliva because saliva contains numerous hormones and growth factors that can be expressed after these yogic breathing exercises. So we measured one particular factor called nerve growth factor in the saliva. We found those people who practiced the yogic breathing exercise produced more salivary nerve growth factor.
And why is nerve growth factor so important for health?
Nerve growth factor, as the name says, it is important for the growth of neurons, the nerve cells, forming memory and cognition. So what happens in Alzheimer's disease patients is that the nerve growth factor is found in reduced amount. So they are now using nerve growth factor as a therapy. Now here is a technique that by which you can stimulate your own nerve growth factor.
One of the important implications so far is that the yogic breathing can help with stress management?
Yes, definitely. We can say from taking a deep breath or humming or any other yogic breathing exercises can activate the relaxation response in people and help them to lead a better mental and physical health.
And I understand your study has been published?
Yes, we have published two papers. The first one is on nerve growth factor induction. And the second paper we published was on the difference in the salivary proteins, different proteins that are produced in the saliva after yogic breathing exercise. There are about 22 different proteins that we identified.
And what's on the horizon next as far as your research related to yogic breathing?
We are planning two studies. One is to find out the effectiveness of yogic breathing in cancer patients for their symptom management, and the other one is for the mental health patients.
Dr. Balasubramanian, thank you for providing this update about research related to yogic breathing.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.